Hello and welcome to episode 35 of the Coached by Halls podcast, a podcast that I hope will help you to live healthier and happier while still enjoying a fun-filled life. I am back after a week away in the gorgeous Dominican Republic, but you know how people say you come back feeling all refreshed, ready to get back to work, ready to smash life? I am. But I just want to be on holiday. I don't want to work. No, I'm joking. I love my job. But I do think 2 weeks would have been better than one. Or if I could just live by the sea in a hot country, that would be perfect. Ryan would not survive, though. He much prefers the cold over the heat. So he agreed. He said longer than a week would have been perfect. But he likes the cold, which is sad. If I could live anywhere, I think I'd probably choose somewhere like Canada, because you get all four seasons there, don't you? So you get a proper summer, a gorgeous autumn, it snows and it's cold in winter, and then you'll get a gorgeous spring. That's the ideal. That's the goal, isn't it? Since I've started back, the days have felt a lot shorter and it's gotten a lot colder. I was sat shivering earlier. Sad. But you might experience what feels like a dip in motivation around this time of year. But I don't think it's a dip in motivation specifically, but a change in environment. The mornings and the evenings are a lot darker. It's colder. It's rainier. Not that we can ever think it can get more rainy than the summer we've had, but it does. It is rainier. We are now lighting candles, switching on fairy lights. Pumpkin spice lattes are a staple in most people's diets right now. All of these things make it harder. It's harder to go to the gym when it's dark outside. We don't want to go for walks to get our steps in when it's constantly raining. Pumpkin spice lattes, I hate to break it to you, are highly calorific. Your environment really matters. I still find it mad that environment has an N in it, and I don't know how to pronounce the N in the word environment. I suppose it does sound a bit N-y, doesn't it? So your environment really matters, and it does play a huge role in achieving your goals. Life is a little easier when it's lighter in the mornings, warmer outside. We actually want to be outside. Salads sound like a great idea. We like drinking nice cold water and walks with family, friends, partners are part of our morning or evening routine because we want to be outside. We want to be in the sun when it's sunny, of course. But you can't let the change in environment, the change in seasons, change anything. Your health still matters, even more so now in winter, to be fair, and you are still working towards your goal. Things might slow down a little, and that's okay, but you still need to stay as consistent as you can. Set yourself up for success and create a positive environment for yourself. You could maybe swap to a lunchtime walk instead of a morning or evening walk. Remember, there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing. Wrap up warm, raincoat, umbrella, waterproof shoes, whatever it is. And I actually find there's something quite therapeutic about being out in the rain, hearing the rain pitter-patter onto your hood or onto your umbrella. And especially on weekends, if you're going out for long weekend walks and it's raining, there's something really comforting about coming home, maybe having a hot bath, sitting in front of the fire, having a nice warm soup with bread. There's something quite enjoyable about that. So focus on the positives and the wholesome things about that. If you are getting up at, say, 5, 6 a.m. in the dark for the gym, remind yourself that you are showing up for yourself and getting it done. There's something quite motivating about knowing you're in the gym or doing a home workout or attending a class when others are just lazing around in bed. You're still showing up for yourself. That's a huge win. Remind yourself of that. Still enjoy your latte, but maybe swap for sugar-free syrup instead. Or just ensure you're enjoying the latte, the pumpkin spice latte, within your calorie deficit. I'm not going to lie, I'm not a fan of pumpkin spice latte. It tastes a bit cinnamony, doesn't it? And I'm not a fan of cinnamon. My go-to hot drink is caramel oat milk latte. And you know what? I'm going to sound like a little coffee snob here. I'm really not. I only like it from Starbucks. It just tastes different. It hits different compared to everywhere else. I absolutely love it. If I'm going just to a normal coffee shop in Liverpool, I'll go for a caramel cappuccino. Again, unreal. My taste buds haven't grown up enough yet to just enjoy a normal coffee without syrup. I'll get there. I hope I'll get there. Anyway, back to the point, your environment. Here are some other ways you could change your environment to benefit you, your health, and your goals. So let's say you struggle to sleep at night, but you spend hours before sleep time in bed watching TV, or you work from home and you work from your bedroom, so you're in there pretty much all day, every day. Change that up. Work from the dining room table or work from another room in your house. Watch TV on the sofa or in a different room instead. And use your bedroom solely for sleep time only. See how much of a difference that makes. If you tend to inhale your evening meal whilst watching TV and then still feel hungry afterwards, try eating your dinner at the table instead. No distractions, mindfully enjoy the meal, enjoying the taste, smell, textures. Just that slight change in environment will impact your hunger levels and how much you enjoy that meal massively. Now let's say you drive to the shop every night on the shop that you pass on your way home from work and buy snacks pretty much every time. Can you drive a different route so you don't go past that shop? If you overeat in the evening whilst watching TV, can you do something else with your time? Maybe go for a walk, take a bath and read a book, play games with your family, partner, friends, whoever you live with. If you enjoy watching TV in the evening, fair enough. But when the snacks come out, instead of putting, let's say, the full share bag of crisps in the bowl. I knew that didn't sound right. Take a handful, put the handful into the bowl, leave the rest in the cupboard. Don't bring the full tray of cherry bakewells with you because you will have more than one. Take one, put the rest away, sit down and enjoy one. I could probably eat about three cherry bakewells in a row if I had the full tray with me. If you say overeat on the 3 packets of biscuits you buy every week during the food shop, don't just not buy the biscuits, because that just masks the problem. Instead, buy one packet and choose to eat 1 or 2 of those biscuits a night, every night, so you're still enjoying some but not overeating on it. And because you don't have 3 packets of biscuits in the house, you can't overeat on it. You've just got the one, spread that evenly across the week. And that would reduce your risk of overeating on the biscuits. I guess that's by 100%, I suppose. Become aware of your current environment and see where you can make little changes that make achieving your fat loss goal easier. One way to make it easier is to hire a coach. So if you are ready for support with coaching, details of how to contact me are in the show notes, or if you just have any questions, please do not hesitate to ask. And if you could, please share the podcast to your Instagram story, share with friends, leave a review. That would be massively appreciated. As always, thank you for listening. Okay, love you. Bye.